AP News, I'm Hayup Anjwani. Inflation dropped to 2.4% in January compared with a year earlier. Speaking with reporters, President Donald Trump says he's pleased by the drop in consumer prices.
We brought costs way down, and the numbers were surprising, except to me, they weren't surprising.
Trump has also asked why the U.S. is sending a second aircraft carrier to the Middle East amid nuclear talks with Iran.
Well, in case we don't make a deal, we'll need it. If we don't have a deal, we'll need it. If we have a deal, we could cut it short. It'll be leaving very soon. We have one out there that just arrived. If we need it, we have it ready. A very big force.
AP correspondent Emma Burrows reports world leaders are descending on Germany for the annual Munich Security Conference to discuss global issues.
Last year, Vice President J.D. Vance came and launched a blistering attack on America's European allies, forcing leaders to confront a future where the U.S. is not always aligned with Europe. Since then, President Donald Trump has berated Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office. The White House has largely cut Europeans out of direct negotiations between Ukraine and Russia to end the war. And Trump threatened to use force to take control of Greenland, part of America's NATO ally Denmark.
A shutdown for the Department of Homeland Security at the end of the day appears certain as lawmakers in the House and Senate are set to leave Washington for a 10-day break, and negotiations with the White House over Democrat demands for new restrictions have stalled. Ukrainian skeleton athlete Vladislav Hereskovich was barred from racing in the Winter Olympic Games Thursday. In an AP interview, he said that he challenged his Olympic disqualification, but the competition has already started.
It looks like this train is left. First round was done yesterday, so in our competition, it's summary of four rounds. So I already at this moment, I cannot do another race. Yeah, so it's done.
His challenge has been denied. This is AP News. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on President Donald Trump pardoning five former NFL stars.
President Trump has pardoned five former NFL stars for crimes ranging from drug trafficking to perjury. There's running back Jamal Lewis, who served prison time in a drug case in the middle of his career.
Going day to day, that is a long time, and it gives you a lot of time to actually think.
Two other ex-stars who pleaded guilty to drug charges, Travis Henry and Nate Newton, were also pardoned, as was former Heisman Trophy winner and All-Pro Billy Cannon, who admitted to counterfeiting. Finally, Hall of Famer Joe Klecko.
In 1986, I was the highest paid defensive lineman in the league. I made $700,000.
The ex-Jet pleaded guilty to perjury after lying to a federal grand jury investigating insurance fraud. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Hayap Anjwani, AP News.